بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing the chapter Bab al-Raja'i, the chapter on hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the clemency, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith is hadith also that is brought as the last hadith of the kitab. Famous hadith. As we go through it, we'll see the different aspects of mercy also is reflected in this beautiful hadith. عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال كنت ردف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على حمار فقال يا معاذ هل تدري ما حق الله على عباده وما حق العباد على الله قلت الله ورسوله أعلم قال فإن حق الله على العباد أن يعبدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا وحق العباد على الله ألا يعذب من لا يشرك به شيئا فقلت يا رسول الله أفلا أبشر الناس قال لا تبشرهم فيتكلوا متفق عليه. حضرت معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه narrates that I was riding behind Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم on a donkey when he said to him, O Mu'adh, do you know what Allah Ta'ala's right is on his servants and the servants' right is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That this whole scene that's been captured is a scene of love, is a scene of mercy. That on one side Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the front, he's riding, and behind him is Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, sitting right behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his style was that even when the youngsters, he would advise them in a very beautiful way, in a very nice way he would advise them. Sometimes he's eating with a young person, and he'll address him in such beautiful way, such beautiful words, and he'll tell the youngster also, this is how you eat, Sammillah wa kul bi aminik. Take the name of Allah, eat from the right hand, eat with your right hand, wa kul mimma yalik, and eat from that portion of the plate that is closest to you. Teaching adab, teaching etiquette with great love. This was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's as though he's, for our purposes, our understanding, it's as though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got this youngster as a passenger in the vehicle. And now he's not wasting that opportunity and just talking about the cricket, talking about the soccer, talking about some World Cup. Wasting that opportunity, he's got a young impressionable mind sitting with him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking to him about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's talking to him about those things that affect him in akhirat. Talking about those things that are eternal. And this is the opportunity Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is using. Those few moments he's got with this young impressionable mind, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is conditioning this child's mind as far as akhirat is concerned, teaching us a great lesson that the greatest form of love we can show the youngsters is get them to think about akhirat, get them to understand the purpose of life, get them to appreciate and enjoy who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in front, Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu was in back, and now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in such a beautiful way, in the form of a question and answer, is asking Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, that do you know what Allah Ta'ala's right is on his servants, and the servants' right is on Allah Ta'ala? In other words, what rights Allah Ta'ala have on his servants, and what right the servants has on Allah Ta'ala? Now just this part, the second part, that what rights the servants, we, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have on Allah Ta'ala, this in itself also is mercy, love, compassion. Otherwise, what right do we ever enjoy over Allah Ta'ala? Is there any right that we can say we got over Allah Ta'ala? This is just the compassion and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's allowed us to have some type of right. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is expressing this in such a beautiful way. Allah ta'ala has blessed us with our whole bodies. Allah ta'ala has blessed us with this whole system. We've got this heart, liver, lungs, brains, kidneys, the blood system. In every system we got, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, and He's blessed us with deen, He's blessed us with shelter, blessed us with parents, blessed us with families, blessed us with so much. Is there anything that we right we can say we got over Allah Ta'ala? In fact, Allah Ta'ala has every right over us. But this is the mercy, kindness and clemency of Allah Ta'ala that He's also given us some right, so to say, over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the question that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this young boy, Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. So Mu'adh radiallahu anhu says that I replied, Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Can you imagine the thinking also of the youngsters at that time? Not quick to just answer anything or say that they know, but utter respect and muhabbat. Now this was the schooling, this was the education system that Sahaba had, one-on-to-one, heart-to-heart, person to person. It wasn't such, you just go online and choose whatever you want to learn and choose one something from the YouTube and listen to it. It was one on to one. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, and like that it would go on. Sahaba would teach their students, and their students would sit and teach their students, one on to one teaching. And this was a style of love, a style of muhabbat, and a style of respect. Today people complain that there's no respect left in the universities, no respect left in schools. That is because we went away from the tariqah of the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we introduced another form of teaching, the form of teaching a person to be independent, that the person, the student now thinks that he knows more than the teacher, and the teacher says that the children don't want to listen to us. But this was the style. Look at the question being asked, and this was the answer of a great young boy of that time. He tells Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he doesn't even act like he knows. He says, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam know best what the answer to this question is. So then hadith goes on that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Allah Ta'ala's right on his servants is that they should worship him and not ascribe any partners with him. This is the right Allah Ta'ala has over every one of us, that we should worship Allah Ta'ala and we shouldn't make any form of shirk. We shouldn't ascribe any partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the right that Allah Ta'ala has over us. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining what right do the servants have over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the rights the servants have on Allah Ta'ala is that he does not punish anyone who does not ascribe partners with him. He doesn't punish anyone who doesn't ascribe any partners with him. Can you imagine what level of mercy is shown in this? It doesn't matter what a sinner a person may have been. But Allah Ta'ala's clemency, mercy, kindness is such that the person didn't commit any shirk, Allah Ta'ala doesn't punish that person. Now this shows us the kindness, clemency, mercy. It doesn't mean the person goes towards guna and deliberately commits guna. It doesn't mean that at all. As we explained once before, a person says that I like to wash my car. It doesn't mean he likes his car to be dirty. So like that Allah Ta'ala likes to forgive, it doesn't mean that he likes us to commit sin. No, this is the nature, forgiving nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he likes to forgive. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is of such a level, such a high level, that we don't ever lose hope. The fact that we don't commit any shirk with Allah ta'ala, we worship Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala inshallah won't punish us. That is the hope we got in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, the hadith goes on to say, is that Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu now said, oh Rasulullah, so excited. So excited. Imagine, Nabi sallallahu didn't give him a score. That this team won, that Premier League, this team won, that team won. He didn't give him some score. He just told him about the clemency and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And the youngster got into a josh, into excitement. So happy he got. He said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I not go and inform people of this glad tidings? Should I not go around and tell people of this glad? Now look at what was in the heart. This was the thing that excited them. The mercy of Allah Ta'ala, the clemency. Should I not go around and tell people what you have just told me? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that, no, don't do this. Because if you do this, they will rely on it and they will abandon good deeds. People won't do any good deeds. They'll just rely on this, that Allah Ta'ala is so forgiving. We don't commit any shirk, he won't punish us. So people won't rely. Don't tell. But obviously Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu anhu, before he passed away, he mentioned the hadith, therefore we got this hadith. But the point that Rasulullah was telling him at that moment was that if you're going to just tell people, they may misconstrue, they may not understand, and therefore they may just rely on this and not do good deeds, whereas doing good deeds is something that we should be competing and striving for. One other lesson we learn from this hadith is that not everything has to be told to every person. Depending on the situation, depending on the scenario that's unfolding, accordingly it should be told to a person. For example, a person has got an intention to kill someone. A person has got an intention to murder someone. A very gruesome, cruel crime. And now you quote the hadith that there was a person that murdered 99 people. And he went to someone and that person told him that there is no forgiveness for you. So he said, let me make it 100, and he killed him. And then he proceeded towards a land where there are pious people. And on way, on route, en route, he passed away. And then the malaika came, malaika of rahmah and malaika of azab. And they had a dispute that who is going to take this person away. Who is going to take this person's ruh, whether the malaika of azab or the malaika of rahmat. And Allah Ta'ala caused the land. So they said, we'll measure the land from where he left towards the land to where he's going. And if the land to where he's going is closer, then the malaika of rahmat will take it. And if the land, obviously, which is further away from where he left and committed all that evil, then still the malaika of rahmat, but if that land is closer to where he committed all these gunas, then the malaika of azab will take. Allah Ta'ala's mercy, clemency, kindness was such, Allah Ta'ala caused the land to even fold and make that land closer towards where the pious people were staying and where he was going. Allah Ta'ala forgave this person that killed 100 people. So ulama say now, at that time when a man wants to commit murder, we quote this type of hadith, it actually encourages the person to go ahead and commit murder. So at that time you don't quote this type of hadith, you quote the hadiths about saying of the punishment a person gets for murdering someone, that he'll be in Jahannam forever, and this is the punishment that is recorded in the hadith for murdering somebody, in the ayat of the Quran also about murder. So at that time you'll mention these hadiths. In other words, depending on the situation. So this requires a lot of hikmat, a lot of understanding. Therefore that idea of just going onto the net and deciding to listen to any bayan a person feels is not the appropriate thing according to a person's condition, according to his halat. Accordingly things are mentioned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mention like that. A person was fasting, an old person, and he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, can I kiss my wife? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him permission. He was an old person. Young person came and asked exactly the same question. No difference in the question, but the answer was different. Rasulullah sallam told the young person, you may not kiss your wife. Why? Because there's a very great chance that a young person will spoil his fast. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a different answer. So for different people, different situations, different things are mentioned. Therefore in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, don't mention it to the people. Why? They may take the wrong meaning. So therefore a person must be very intelligent in what he says, how he says. It shows us something that with deen comes a great responsibility. Not mentioning everything to every person. And not reading anything we find, because there is situation, there is a context in which different ahadith and different ayat of Quran fit in. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and recite Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf. Try and come early for the Jummah Salah and take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah. Ulama of the opinion that du'as are answered in this period. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.